We're moving through the cornfields of Iowa.
Ooh.
It's been a long train ride. You know what I'm saying?
I love that corn.
That corn, especially the corn cobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people like corn cobs better than just corn.
Some people use them as toilet paper.
What?
Remember when we had a toilet paper shortage?
Shortage, right.
And Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, said, hey, here in Arkansas, we know what to do when you run out of toilet paper. You just use a corn cob. I'm like, really, Mike?
Really? Well.
I don't want to think about that. Mike, that's kind of dirty, to say the least. I mean, and I usually don't think of anything sexual as dirty, but corn cob used as toilet paper.
You know, some guy complained last week about my voice.
Right.
So we're going to try and improve my voice this week.
Well, he said it was weird. He didn't say it was bad.
Well, what did he say? It was weird because I talk like that?
Maybe he likes weird. He kind of looked like
weird.
He did.
Yeah, I think he did.
I don't think it was bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
Although I understand your feelings.
Because all my life people have said, you have such a wonderful voice.
You do. It seduced me, Captain Max. By the way, that's who this wonderful voice belongs to, is my darling, Captain Max, a.k.a. Prince Maximilian Rudolph Leblevich de Lubkowitz de Filingeri.
So I don't know how you found us, but you're very lucky, because out of all the millions and millions and gazillions of radio shows... this is the only show that gives you eargasms.
Mm-hmm. Insights and eargasms. Yep. Eargasms for all.
Eargasms for all. Okay. Hey, did you see those guys in the bar with the red hats on?
Oh. Yeah, uh-oh.
Stay away from
uh-oh.
Them.
Those red
yeah,
hats.
Scary. Whoa.
Those red hats.
That's a red flag, those red hats. Wow.
Yeah, so
well, I am Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor.
And I am Maximilian without the million.
Ooh, Maxibillion.
Yeah, not even. It's called Poor Max.
And this is FDR, which stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our president. I have to figure out what number he was, but he was after Hoover and before Truman. And he was very... good president in most ways, not so good in some ways, many ways actually, but he was president four times. That was one of the ways maybe he wasn't so good, is staying president so long. But in any case, we're happy he's now in
Trump would love that.
Oval orifice. Mm-hmm. Yes, Trump would love that.
Right.
But okay. FDR also stands for fuck.
The
rich.
The rich. There's that
yeah,
weird
baby.
Voice again.
Ooh-hoo. Love it. Love it. Just like a train. Moving through time. Let's start with the BJ Crime Stopper, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. That's a very inspirational story.
I want to hear about that.
Brought to us by Gideon. Thank you very much. He finds these inspirational stories. Anyway, it's a very bonobo way, I think, to stop a thief. So, in Slovakia, which is close to Prince Max's princedom in Czech Republic, but this is the other half, Slovakia, a man was robbing a gas station and making death threats and beating up one of the workers who called the police while this guy was just rampaging throughout the station. And meantime, as the police were on their way, an unidentified woman came into the gas station, dropped to her knees, and began to satisfy, quote, the thief, orally, until the cops arrived and arrested him. Now, here on FDR, we call that a BJ Crime Stopper, or Citizen's Arrest by Blowjob. you know.
So keep that in mind, ladies, when you want to stop crime.
Well, we're not saying everybody has to do this, obviously, although it is one way to do it. It's a very bonobo way.
It's heroic.
Yeah,
it is. She's definitely a shiro, the Slovakian blowjob superhero. I hope she gets a big reward.
And
I really
nothing
do.
Against those
Slovakia.
Guys. Slovakians.
No.
No.
But the robber did resist arrest, and I imagine that was probably because he hadn't come yet.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine you're trying to have an orgasm, and the cops are taking you away, and this thing is hard.
Right. And poor guy. Except, I mean, he was robbing a gas station. Hey, guy, you know, if you're going to stop to get a blowjob while you're robbing a gas station, don't be surprised if the cops show up. But I guess, you know, he was enraptured with this woman. She was a MILF, older than him, of course, 36 years old. And a cougar, obviously. He was 24. And, yeah, I mean, she made it happen.
So if you're in Slovenia, you want to get a blowjob, then you go to a gas station and you have you hold them up.
Hey, I don't want to be encouraging crime in Slovenia or Slovakia. Just because you're only the Prince of Prague and the Duke of Melnik.
Well, that's why I can speak like that, darling. You know.
Don't be robbing gas stations. You know what? I think they really should incorporate blowjob detention technique into police reform.
Does that mean that I can go back to Sunset Boulevard and work?
Well, maybe. I mean, let's just say the Brooklyn DA, Eric Gonzalez, right. Go Bonobos for Eric Gonzalez, he dismissed over 1,000 bench warrants against sex workers.
Yeah.
And his actions are part of a movement in New York. To right. decriminalize sex work. Actually, this is a movement all over the place. But in New York, they're really,
usually sex work is a lot of movement involved.
Yes, and this is definitely a motion to stop violence in the Sex Trade Act. That's the bill named Stop Violence in the Sex Trades Act. And I think the violence they're talking about is mainly from the police.
Okay, so you arrest hookers to help them.
Well, that's what we're learning. It just doesn't work.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
That's what we've been doing.
Over and over again, you arrest some poor hooker. And first of all, she's in the street because it's all illegal, rather than being a nice joint, you know.
And not only is it illegal, but publications like Backpage are put out of business by our... You know, marvelous Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala, what have you
Kamala.
Done? Kamala, what have you done?
Well, she did it a while ago. And since then, she says that she's open to decriminalizing sex work. But put your purple high heels where your mouth is. Yeah.
We're with you.
Okay. So we're with you on that, and yeah, I mean, maybe the L.A. D.A., George Gascon, maybe he'll look at this Brooklyn D.A. and see that this is something he should be doing.
Absolutely.
I think he's already on the way.
When I was down in Twin Towers, I would see all the hookers in the morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I went to court, the hookers would be on the bus, and they would entertain us.
Aww.
Yeah, no, they would. They were
well,
great.
Because they're entertainers.
Yeah.
Hookers, I mean, they're basically courtesans.
Exactly. Honorable, the very honorable courtesans.
Yes, very honorable. And they should be honored because, after all, they help people to handle life.
I grew up with hookers.
I know.
When I was in the theater.
And they taught you well.
Well, yeah, and that kind of led to where I am now. And I used to get up around 2 o'clock, and all the hookers would be getting up at 2 o'clock, and they would talk about their work and what happened during the night. And, of course, one of them one morning says, you know, last night I met this guy on the street, and he wanted to, you know, he wanted to smell my shoes. And he asked, how much to smell his shoes? And I thought, oh, okay, 100,000 lira. Liras weren't worth much then. Mm. It was more like a $5 lick my toe thing, kind of smell my sneakers or my high heels.
Such a deal.
Such a deal, right? So I was like 16 years old, and I'm going, all right. And she says, you know what? I got to find the guy again because I have so many shoes at home.
There you go.
I could turn it into a whole business.
Capitalism, yeah, right there.
Right there.
If there's any type of honest capitalism, it's probably a sex worker working for herself is the most honest form of capitalism.
Yeah. If I could just take a minute to tell about the thievery of corporate America.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fuck the rich.
Yeah. The New York Life Insurance billed me twice, even though I canceled it.
Mm.
Okay, and I said, well, what happened? And they go, well, you know, we sent you a mail. In the mail, we sent you a thing to sign so that you could return it to us, and then we could cancel it. No. I want my money back. Right?
Right.
Right? And that goes for Google.
Yes.
Google has been struggling. Maybe they don't have any money. I don't know.
Like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Kind of an issue there. We're going to talk about Robin Hood in a little while. I just want to say, since you're... Are you lighting a joint there?
I have a joint.
Right.
I always carry... I carry two joints. One joint in and one joint out.
One joint in. And well, you know what? Those two joints are both fun.
That's correct.
Recreational. And that is what the sex work decriminalization movement is looking at, is the kind of roadmap that decriminalization of marijuana has created, because there's been quite a bit of decriminalization of marijuana all across the country. And so, you know.
Do you want some of this?
Let's light up, baby.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah. So
marijuana. That sounds like a sexy hunt.
Well, they're related. Marijuana is an aphrodisiac, and sex makes you high. You know, so they're very much related. I guess, you know, sex may be a little more universal. Not everybody likes marijuana. Everybody likes some form of sex. Of course, for some people, sex is with a shoe,
absolutely,
and that's okay.
I used to sell my feet up on Sunset Boulevard after I heard that story.
Some people have problematic fetishes. Not talking about you at the moment, Armie Hammer, but we will talk about him a little later because there have been developments in the cannibalism story.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about eating the rich, although that has been a major meal
and
on
you're
Reddit.
You're only going to hear about this kind of stuff
on FDR Radio.
Eargasms for all.
And insights. I hope.
Yeah, a little insight.
In your sights. So,
we'd like
should we talk about the Wall Street thing or the Trumpty Dumpty crazy thing or...
Whatever you want. The train is rolling along. The bar is open. We're going to have this incredible... In the dining room, this is incredible dinner happening, and so that's what's happening.
All right. Well, since we're talking about dinner right now, we should talk about eating the rich, right? Which is basically what's on the menu on Reddit these days.
Okay, Dr. Susan.
Oh, what?
We have Jean from North Carolina.
Yes.
She called in to say hi.
Hi.
He loves the show.
Is this she or he? You first
says
said she,
Jean.
Or
no,
maybe
no,
you should just Jean, say they.
Jean, no, Jean, they, they.
They. Okay.
Woke, they.
That's always safe these days.
I like that, woke. Okay, so he loves the show and wants to meet you.
Aw, let's meet.
Wait a minute, you want to meet my wife? What's
in the meat
you?
Section. Of the grocery store.
Okay. Is he online, this guy, or is he just harassing us with messages?
Mm. Well, okay. Are you asking
me?
I don't know.
No? Okay. No, he's not online.
Sure.
But thank you so much, Gene.
Thank you, Gene. And one day we will meet.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Or one day we will veggie out together after we meet. Okay. So, yeah. So I guess you can call us if you like. Our telephone number is 626-461-5950. This is FDR. So back to our meal, which we had been ordering in the dining car. And we would like to eat the rich. It's on the menu at Wall Street Bets, a subreddit. You know, I told all these billionaires, it's better to get fucked than eaten. Right? That's why we call our show FDR. Yeah. And we're giving you a chance because at least when you're fucked, you know, you stay alive. But the people be tearing and eating Wall Street alive right now.
Just think, your spirit will rise and you will live forever. Who said that?
I don't know. But they're eating the rich in Reddit, and I'm not talking about Armie Hammer. We'll talk about him later. But it's fun to see these Wall Streeters in crisis.
Can you give me back the joint?
Oh, yeah. You want to light it?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Did you mean your penis just now? Because, you know, you have two different joints.
Yeah.
And I was holding on to both of them. Okay. So back to Wall Street, because I was giving you a short squeeze right there.
But squeeze me, baby. Harder, harder.
You know, these terms, I'll tell you, I've been taking a crash course.
Use your
and
teeth.
It's
a little
amazing
bit.
How many sexual terms there are. And like bull, right away. Bull markets, right? I mean, that's going to get cuckolds everywhere, all excited, and there are cuckolds everywhere.
Right.
So no wonder they use that term. Bull.
And did you see this? I just heard this just shortly a while ago. There's an artist, there's a group of artists who, you know, with the bull on Wall Street, the brass, whatever that thing.
Yeah, sure.
They want to put a big pile of
poop.
Behind
bullshit
behind it.
Of course. That'll do it.
And they're waiting for permission from the city of New York.
I think that's a great installation.
Put the poop down there.
It would be pretty stinky. But, you know, that's another phrase, stonk, which sounds stinky. And, of course, short squeeze, which sounds like a masturbation technique. And these guys are actually masturbating stocks.
Short
or stonks.
Squeeze is when it's very small.
Oh, I thought it was time period, the short squeeze.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
short
yeah,
period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think it was necessarily a short joint. Or are we talking about penises? Or cocks? Or stocks?
Stocks.
Stocks or cocks? Actually, that's what we should have subtitled this show. Stocks and cocks.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Change the name.
Okay.
Send that up to the
other
third
one's
floor.
Long, but that, all right, so these stonks. And how about pump and dump? Now, that's got to be the money shot, right?
Pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Yeah, that sounds very pornographic.
That's
actually
what they do. Yeah. That's what the hedge funders do. Now, hedges, okay, the hedgehog, he's in jail.
I bet you they do that.
Poor Ron's
in bet
jail.
You they got some great hookers, too.
Yeah.
I bet you, because...
Well, they do.
Nobody in their sane mind would marry a day trader.
No. They got to have some serious sex workers. Let's call them by what they are, because these are sex workers that are really sex therapists, because I have a few clients that are Wall Streeters, and they are under a lot of pressure. You know, all that short squeezing will get to you. Anyway, there's this crisis going on where all these people that are regular people got into trading, because that's what Wall Street tells us now. You all should get into trading. Well, yeah, but not if it impinges on our greed.
Well, it depends what you're going to trade. If you're going to trade, you know, there's all kinds of trades.
Right. So they were doing what I guess these hedge funders do, which is they find a stock, which they think looks bad, looks like it's going to tank. And then they make it tank, basically, which I think is incredibly unfair. But they do this. They make it tank. They borrow, actually, the money or the whatever wherewithal
the
to
stocks.
Buy a bunch of stocks. Mm-hmm. And then they sell them. And they then buy them again at the reduced price that they create because they bought and sold these things right away. So they're basically forcing this stock to fail. And then, of course, they make money on that because they pocket some of the change that after they sold it, they make some money and then it's worth less. Anyway, I am not a mathematician, but these billionaires just make more billions doing all this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then we have Robin Hood. Okay. Doesn't that sound nice? Robin Hood is a free trading investment company. There's lots of them, but Robin Hood sounds like the legend of Robin Hood,
right.
Taking from the rich and giving to the poor. And that's the idea. But are they doing that? You know, that is the big question. Or do those stonks really stink? And are they protecting their hedge fund investors? I guess a couple of them are Citadel and Melvin from their own poor investors.
Yeah.
And their poor investors invested because, I don't know, it was a combination of kind of liking this stock, GameStop. Because it sells video games. And it was, of course, tanking because it's something that is in malls and they just couldn't make it in the corona apocalypse. And so these guys just got together and went, well, you know, we like GameStop. And besides, we hate that these hedge funders can just make this company basically go out of business. And we want to see what can happen if we join together, kind of like socialists join together, and do something and buy this, not spend too much money, but buy some stocks. And there's a lot of us, so it will have an effect. And it did have an effect. And you can see it in the eyes of Leon Cooperman crying. The billionaire crying. He also cried over Liz Warren's wealth tax.
Oh.
He's a crybaby.
Oh.
I care about my money. Basically, this guy says. Anyway, Robin Hood is the face of the scandal. And the face of Robin Hood is this guy named Vlad.
There's two of them.
Okay, I've only seen Vlad.
Yeah, they're,
or
both,
Vlad.
They're both cuties. You know.
He's a cutie. He looks kind of like one of the Merry Men.
Right.
Or maybe even like Maid Marian. He's kind of girly looking,
which
is good.
I find him very cute. That's very cute.
And,
that's nice. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I want to see Friar Tuck. He'll say Tuck the Rich.
Tuck the Rich.
He was the original Tucker. He probably, you know, never mind. You know, those the underwear that... anyway, tucking baby. So the Sheriff of Nottingham, right? That's the villain in the Robin Hood story. So who is the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Who was it? It wasn't Earl of Sandwich because he invented the sandwiches.
No. It was just this guy that kept busting Robin Hood. And he was stealing, and he was kind of a usurper. He was a bad guy. So now people are saying that these hedge funders are the Sheriff of Nottingham, and that Robin Hood and Vlad are giving up the power of the people to the Sheriff of Nottingham. But there are other people that are very upset about this. So maybe there's going to be some changes on Wall Street. I don't know. What do you think?
I think this, I don't want to be too, but everything is changing. People are now, I think, not for the first time, by the way, it's actually an old story in every village. They make money by exchanging goods and services directly. And the capitalist system has created middlemen, the middle people. You want to sell this, and then it costs this, and then you got to do this. In the village, it's like, how much are the shoes?
Yeah. What's upsetting about it is that the hedge funds have been doing this for a long time. They've been taking advantage of the system for a very long time and profiting off it for billions and billions of dollars for decades. And now it's done by a smaller group, and now it needs to be regulated. So,
well,
that's
all I know is the Reddit rebellion is a lot better than the Trump riots. I mean, if you're going to rebel, I'm totally for rebels. I love rebels, but that's one reason I was so disturbed by the Trump rebellion or whatever it was.
I like smart rebels.
I think these guys are kind of smart rebels, especially when you consider the sheer numbers, you know.
Yeah, I heard it was like 3 million
people that
did it. So they are definitely the underdogs, but it's not, they aren't a small group.
No, they're not a small group. They're a huge group. And the Wall Street and these people have been sucking everyone dry, stealing everything, bankrupting the whole fucking country just a few years ago.
They're already doing it to other companies,
right.
AMC, Nokia. They're starting these groups to save these companies.
Yeah.
Which
Great.
Is giving false information on stocks and business successes at the right. same time.
So let me quote St. John of Stewbeef, actually John Stewart, who just joined Twitter, yay, to say, quote, "This is bullshit." He must know about the installation.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the Redditors aren't cheating. They're joining a party Wall Street insiders have been enjoying for years. Don't shut them down. Maybe sue them for copyright infringement instead. We've learned nothing from 2008. Right. 2008, we bailed out the big guys. Yeah. How about giving the small guys a chance?
Oh, no. These are small guys. They're lazy bums.
And they're hungry.
And they're hungry.
And they're eating the rich, baby. Right. Hey, you rich guys, here. We're giving you an offer. Get fucked, right? Give up some of your money. That means get taxed. And give it away. Give it away.
And get some etiquette, because all your skyscrapers, all your battleships, all your airplanes are not worth one life.
Right.
You know?
Not that they're talking about eating you, literally.
No, but that's what they're defending. This is what they defend. That's why they are so crazed, because every dollar, every cent, If you lower the wage by this much, then the company saves $12 billion or something.
So what are we going to do? And I don't know if we're going to do much, because our new Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, made millions in hedge funds.
Of course.
Hedge funds, baby. Yeah, the big time. And they don't like to see the small timers cutting in on the action. But who knows? She is the first female Treasury Secretary, so we have to give some bonobo hope to her. And it's true that there are people on the right and the left who are, at least in a political way, for the Reddit rebellion.
I think a lot of people are.
Already, one of these hedge funders bailed out the other one,
yeah.
and
oh,
that's
yeah.
why...
Yeah.
It's Robin Hood had to stop.
They
have the
billions.
Selling.
They have to protect. Most people have to protect their TV screen from a robber. Right. That's the extent.
I have to protect my joint.
Yeah, these guys
or yours
are protecting huge.
They lost $17 billion.
Yeah, like that, and that's nothing. Ooh. That's nothing.
It is nothing. So,
yeah. So
eat it. Or fuck it.
Fuck the rich.
Wow.
Orgasms for all.
Yay. Yeah. Speaking of eating the rich, Armie Hammer's director and co-star from Call Me By Your Name, they're both teaming up for a new kind of hip horror film, wait for it, about cannibalism. Can you believe that? Did this happen, like, because of Armie? It seems that way. Although they're acting like, no, it's just, this is a brilliant, you know, screenplay or whatever. It's called Bones and All.
Bones and All.
Okay.
That's right down my
And I got to say,
way.
Timothée Chalamet is a cutie. I would eat him up. But no, not literally, folks. Just, well, maybe.
What would you do
with
then?
A little salt? Mm-hmm. Yum. Army is not attached to the film. He's already bitten off more than he could chew. Eat the rich, and just eating people seems to be a theme for the train through 2021. That's what's on the menu in the dining car. So,
toes?
We don't approve of real cannibalism, by the way. Just, you know, the fetish is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And turn some people on, and that's okay.
Until the bots.
Just don't actually do it.
Yeah, just bots. We're not insulting anyone. We're actually sort of a comedy team. It's a husband and a wife, you know? And we're doing a thing.
I think that's funny in and of itself.
Right. And old.
George and Gracie for 2021.
Old people.
Very old. Well, George and Gracie were pretty old.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when
yeah.
they started. But not as old as us.
Yeah.
Fuck the rich. Or actually more...
Nicely.
I mean,
nicely.
I think it is nice to fuck. It's better yeah. to fuck than be eaten.
And
unless we're talking about cunnilingus.
Maybe the rich don't read, but if they look at history, when wealth becomes to a certain level, something's going to happen. FDR said they're going to come to your door. You have to share.
Or your hedge fund.
Yeah.
Over your hedges or into your hedge fund.
Totally over your hedges and into your hedge fund. Beware, hedgers and funders.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, he tweeted, "Game stonk," like he's one of the boys.
Yeah, right.
One of the small bettors. Yep.
Yeah, he's
cute. Anyway, there are a lot of people that are siding with the small bettors, at least theoretically, which is good. Even though they're all against socialism. Well, not all of them. AOC is also siding with the bettors, of course, and questioning, you know, the cutting off of their bets. And, Ted Cruz agreed with her, and she said, "Hey, you almost got me murdered, buddy. Sit this one out."
Hey, so. Before she said that, I said 2 years ago, that I take it as a personal assault on my life if you don't wear masks and if you don't do this.
Right.
Same thing.
Well, it wasn't actually 2 years ago.
No? When was that?
It was like 10 months ago.
Oh, 10 months ago.
Right.
A correction.
yeah. Hmm. But that does bring us to another topic. This week in Trumpty Dumpty Crazies. Right?
Nice.
So some of this show
they're
timeless.
They're very nice people. They just took a wrong turn.
They are. Some of them are. I have many clients that
they all smoke
support
dope.
Trump. None of them were storming the Capitol.
No. They all smoke dope. They all are on welfare, like everybody, like the munitions. Everybody's on welfare. So you're actually in a socialist system right now. And I guess you don't know what a social system is. But that social system is one where people work together and enrich each other in all kinds of forms, you know? That's what socialism, democratic socialism.
Sharing. It's the bonobo way.
Right, it's a bonobo sharing.
We're going to actually talk about that. This Thursday, I'm going to do an interview with Survival of the Friendliest Authors, Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods, talking about the friendly qualities that make us thrive in bonobos, in dogs, and in humans. And we got to emphasize those qualities or we're all going to go the way of the Roman Empire. Speaking of failing and losing and collapsing, the Swamp King... That's our audience, Max.
No, actually, let me tell you. You know, we forgot to advertise.
What did we forget to advertise?
The show.
What show?
This show.
What do you mean?
Because I was too late. I didn't make any banners and I didn't do anything.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. The only people listening is Harry. and some other staff, which is wonderful. It's okay, because if you're listening to this later, hey, we're still here. You can still call us 24 hours a day, right?
Well, Harry pointed out something interesting now that I'm looking. He's wrote quite a book here, though. That would make for a great prison story, referring to the BJ Crime Stopper. So the story would be, say, man, how did you get arrested? Well, I was on my way out, had the money in hand, and then the woman stopped and gave me a blowjob. So, of course, I had no choice but to stay until she finished. And then the fucking cops came. See, I don't think he finished, actually.
Yeah, but the guy wasn't just walking down the street. He first robbed somebody.
Right. And no, then he does say that in his story. He does. He does say, well, I was on my way out.
Never turned
had the money in hand. Right. So he was definitely doing his thievery. It would be a good prison story, and I'm sure he is dining on it, so to speak. Though not eating de rich, because he's in prison and it's poor food. Though maybe the Slovakian prisons are better than the American ones.
Not the prison in Rhode Island, where all the mayors and the governors and senators end up. In Rhode Island, everybody takes turns being in prison. Right?
Ooh.
So
you take one for the team. That's how you do it.
Well, it's like the little village in Italy that says it's our turn to rob and thieve. Okay? And then next generation, you'll be cooler. You'll be, you know, you'll be part of the community.
The rich. Yes, the robber barons. That's what they called them.
All right.
So speaking of robber barons of sorts, I think Swamp King is, though, a better term for him. That would be Trumpty Dumpty. He's down in Palm Beach with his fellow crocodiles and swamp creatures. And he just gave his blessing to crazy QAnoner Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Who I'm calling Margarine Trumpster Gunslinger. Yeah, I'm really interested, too. This is a show about sexuality to some degree. What is with these young, kind of sexy, very crazy, amosexual QAnon congresswomen?
Oi, what was that?
Huh. What? I mean, really. You know, Margarine isn't the only one.
There's a shooter.
There's another one. Lauren Boebert, and that was her shooting up the dining room, because she is a former restaurateur of a place called Shooters. Lauren Boebert, or Bieber, I don't know, lunatic, brat, yep. I call her.
Yep, bad,
so bad, these bad. Are the proud girls, I guess, yeah. You know, like proud boys, but they're in Congress. You know,
yeah.
Well, they're actually there in Congress.
Saying the enemy is within now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's in Congress.
I don't consider them the enemy exactly. They're not enemy. I'm not on teams here.
Yeah.
We are all in the grip of a virus. And one of those viruses is called COVID-19. And one of those viruses, for want of a quicker title, is called Trump. And he's still infecting this country and this Congress.
So all of us little people, like us little pieces of sand floating around the universe, have to, like snowflakes, gather together and create the blizzard. Right? We need to have a blizzard.
We do. Because these two proud girls, they are nuttier than a pack of planters. And more dangerous, you know, than those fun guns that they love more than I love dildos, which is a lot. I mean, I don't really know who's worse, you know. One's blonde, Margarine. And then lunatic brat there, Lauren Boebert, is the brunette. So we just need a redhead. QAnon Jessica Rabbit, maybe. And then they're the Charlie's Angels of crazy. And who's Charlie? Well,
Charlie.
The Swamp King. He's the one that called, supposedly. Of course, you can't believe anything she says, but she says he called her and said, "You're doing a great job, Margarine." Right, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Maybe Margarine. That's what he said. But,
yeah, you don't
knowing
know.
His
you don't know.
His history, it might be, what are you wearing?
Yeah. That could be too. And what she was wearing when she wore her little mask was a mask that said Trump won.
Trump won.
That's her mask that she wears.
This
in
is
Congress.
A brilliant individual that has been given to us by God, I guess. It must be God.
They're given to us, well, Trump and the rest of the Republican Party. It's not just Trump.
No,
Trump
I
just
know,
is their carnival barker who's, you know, often the swamp of Florida
so
right now, out of the swamp of Washington,
okay, so
but still pulling strings and pulling Kevin McCarthy down to the swamp. And there's a picture of him and Trump together. And they're, you know, he's the head of the Republican minority.
Yeah.
And he had called Trump a Russian
agent
a while
and so
ago.
Forth. By the way, did you hear that, what's his name from the for Wall Street Journal and the Post and Fox News? His wife, now they say, is a Chinese agent.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that just Wait, came
who's,
out.
What's his name?
What's his name? The guy from Fox News, the guy that owns it.
You mean Rupert Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch's wife.
Oh, well, that's not surprising.
Has been, well, I was a little surprised, but anyway, has been
fuck
under,
to rich. Actually, go and fuck them, and then you're going to get a lot out of that. And you know, she's hot. I mean, you know, compared to him, so I'm not surprised. And you know, there are many forms of sex workers.
Watch how you talk about old guys, okay?
No, I mean, it's
sure.
not because he's old.
It could be offended. It could be.
He's not hot because of his politics. To me.
No, I know. It because of his money. That's.
I think his money is disgusting. It's too much. He's got too much money.
There's just.
Although
no
I would take some of it if he gave it to me, and he'd be a little less disgusting.
Yeah, there's just no need to have that much money. It's just what? Impossible, like, to use it all. So what's the point of having that much?
Call us, Rupert. 213-291-9497. That's the hotline to phone sex therapy. You know, we're not just radio hosts. We're also therapists. Therapists without borders. So we can talk to you. We can talk to your wife. We can do a little therapy for you.
I can talk to your wife also.
We can talk to her handlers. We speak Russian, Chinese, and Spanish.
Italian. No, really, like if you're really stressed out and shit's going on and you don't know what you are, whether you're a they or a him or a her, and you don't know any of that and you're a little confused, you call us. Okay.
Yeah, we can help you're confused. And if you're not confused and you just want to talk about something that, you know, you can't
talk about
with your village, with your family, with maybe even your spouse.
Or even your therapist.
Or maybe your regular therapist. A lot of our clients do have a quote-unquote regular therapist or a psychiatrist that, of course, prescribes them drugs. You know, we don't prescribe drugs.
No.
We
no,
might
no,
say,
no.
hey, smoke a joint, but smoke we don't joint. Prescribe
yeah,
drugs.
No. We only
heal you. We're brain surgeons.
Brain surgeons. That's what we are.
Brain rearrange surgeon. The furniture in your mind.
And it's not invasive. There's no lasers, no shit like that. That's good. You know, they cut a hole in the thing.
Unless you want us to be invasive, in which case we will use our strap-ons.
Right. You know, the deep state is...
We love pegging.
...is now putting all of those in the kids as soon as they're born. Chips.
Chip, chip, chip.
Chip, chip, chip.
Chip, chip. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so 213-291-9497 is the number for phone sex therapy, webcam sex therapy, sext, that's S-E-X-T, therapy... We do it in person, but not these days.
No, we do what? No, not these days because we're all...
therapy. We'll see you in person. Okay. We won't have sex with you. Yeah. We're not sex workers in that sense. I mean, we are in the sense that we deal with your sexuality. So, back to the Trumpty Dumpty crazies. Trumpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Trumpty Dumpty together again. They tried, and they're still trying. And Trumpty Dumpty is still crying. In fact, I think his lawyers all quit. The ones that are supposed to defend him in the impeachment, because they wanted to say it's unconstitutional to convict a president who's no longer president. And I kind of get that argument, sort of, but he wants the argument to be that he won the election.
Oh, well.
Hey, loser. You should take your lawyer's advice. So I don't like my lawyer's advice. I'll get to that later. But sometimes, you know, you should listen.
So deranged to be that separated from reality.
All right, but things are going to get more interesting if they go the way I'd like them to go. The QAnon shaman, we all know who he is.
Yes. Oh,
he's
yes.
kind of my favorite because I don't think he did anything really violent that I have seen on video. But he would scream and yell and wore horns and had these cool tattoos of the wall on his arms and furs. He's kind of a furry. So he wants to testify.
But he also eats only organic food.
Yeah, I think that's cool. You know, and I think all the prisoners should get organic food.
I need a little organic food.
I think they should get what they want. Scallops tonight, yeah. You know.
I'm Italian.
Hey, like you told the story last week of the mafia getting all the food they wanted. Hey.
From their own restaurants.
So anyway, so this QAnon shaman, I mean, all that stuff is cute and everything, but he wants to testify against Daddy Trump in the impeachment hearings. And I hope he does. Oh, I really, really hope he does. That would be great. I think they all should. I mean, you know, I don't think that gets them off the hook. Like any time you're going to turn in the big cheese, you should get some of the years taken off your sentence, you know.
A lot of them said that I followed orders.
And they did. A lot of them say that. I think it's a combination of just...
I followed
blaming orders. Daddy. Yeah.
Where do I remember that from?
Yeah, right. Well, they got in trouble anyway, but it was true. They did follow orders. Yeah, yeah. That's often an excuse used by fascists because that's what they're doing. They're very authoritarian people. They love Daddy. Mommy, not so much. Mommy's got to stay in the kitchen, make a lot of babies. And take care of you. You know, maybe you got incest fantasies. We don't recommend that. But anyway, they certainly have incest fantasies about Daddy. I have a fantasy of Elizabeth Warren spanking the QAnon shaman.
Oh, I'm not wearing horns tonight.
No, I think he should have his horns on. Nothing else. Nothing else. I want him to be naked. I want Sally Mullins to do this. We have to tell. Sally is the winner of our Liz Warren lookalike Susie Award, which is very specific, and she had no competition. But still, she is a winner. And Trump, you are a loser. You won sourced loser. So Sally should do a video with somebody dressed up as the QAnon shaman and have like hot, kinky sex in which she dominates him as Elizabeth Warren. That would be great. But even better would be that he actually testifies in court. Now, Lady G. Y'all know who Lady G is? Lady G.
Yes.
Lindsay. The senator from South Carolina.
What's his last name? Graham? No.
Yeah, well.
Like the crackers.
True.
Aren't the Graham crackers? Those were.
He has a nickname, Lady G, and I know some people think that it's somehow, I don't remember what it is, transphobic or anti-something to call him Lady G. But the reason I call him that is because he has voted for so much anti-sex legislation and supported anti-sex judges. And yet he is a, you know, libertine, according to some of his sex workers.
Libertine.
And I believe them.
I like that.
They got some good stories. Although I will say it's alleged. It's all alleged. But, you know, you believe what you want to believe. Right, QAnoners? Right. And Lindsay, should I call him Lady Lindsay? Would that be better? Lady G, he says, no QAnon shaman. Oh, my God. It would be a circus. Well, excuse me, Lady G, you jumping through hoops for Trump is already like a circus dog. And I know you said that the adventure was over, but now you're playing on his team again. So, QAnon shaman, I think they should all testify against Trump. And they should all be sentenced, too. Because just like those guards in the camps, they are complicit. They have their responsibility. Just because the big guy says, go kill those people, doesn't mean you should go kill those people. That's how I feel.
Could that mean also that as individuals in the future, we can call ourselves innocent? Bye-bye. See you later. I'm innocent. We're innocent.
Sure. What do you mean? Explain.
I forgot now because I'm a little stoned, but what were you talking about?
It's a test. What was I talking about?
Guys, this is not my, actually Hugo all of a sudden is here. Hugo was one of our photographers who used to come here. Hi, Hugo. And Hugo says, hello, have a good show. And then I think he left. Anyway, if you're still there, Hugo, nice to see you. What are you doing, Dr. Susan?
Oh, I'm just looking here because you're talking about different things. So that's cool. Harry likes my idea of Sally Mullins doing a porn spoof with the shaman during the Capitol riots. That would be very interesting. Well, during the Capitol riots, I don't know if the set should be the Capitol riots. I think it's more the set should be the Senate chambers, maybe some back room in the chambers where she spanks him for being naughty because he, you know, he went in.
And the audience is all, the audience is like sitting.
Yeah.
There.
Various senators, lawyers are watching as she interrogates and then spanks him and then has sex with him. You know, she's a porn star. So, and a comedian, so it would be very funny.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, it's all very funny, but the fact is that it was a tragedy. I mean, people died, and I just want to have a moment because I saw this horrible video. I guess a moment of silence. Even though I think she's probably kind of crazy, was, for Roseanne Boyland, because she was trampled to death.
Hmm.
In the rape of the Capitol.
She got trampled in the
she got trampled to death. People were trying to kill police. They were yelling, kill the police.
That's weird.
Grab his mask. And they're stepping on her, and she died.
That's weird. That's like you hate the oppressor more than you hate somebody that's on your own side. That's like, what?
Well, the hate was so strong, people didn't know what they were doing, of course. That was the problem there. They didn't know who was who or what was what. They were just, it was like we said, and this is the show that got censored on YouTube when we called it an orgy of violence. That's what it was. And I love orgies, but not that kind.
Yeah, not like that.
People say this phrase that I kind of hate when someone dies now. They say rest in power. How about rest in peace? What is wrong with that? Why did they say rest in power? What is that all about?
They've gone to stockbroker school.
Yeah, really. I mean, folks, somebody said that about Betty Dodson today, and I thought rest in power, maybe rest in pleasure. But yeah, but rest in peace is fine, or peace through pleasure. But power? We're not Machiavelli here. So anyway, rest in peace, Roseanne Boyland. I hope, you know, if you have an angelic soul floating around somewhere, you can see that you shouldn't have gone, and we care about you. We are Bonobo. We care about a lot of these people because, you know why? Because there's a lot of these people, and we can't hate them all.
And they can't starve because a lot of them are starving.
I guess.
While they're feeding the rich.
They're feeding the rich, and that's and why some
starving.
Of them are eating you.
Yeah, so I find that extraordinary that I don't think I've ever run across that where the poor are now for the rich. But I don't think that's true. I think that's changing very quickly.
That is a function, I think, of our celebrity culture. I mean, the poor have often lived vicariously through the myths of the gods and the goddesses.
And the rich.
And the stories about the kings and the queens. And yeah, so I don't know that that's that new. That has gone on basically since the Neolithic times. I don't think hunter-gatherers tolerated that kind of hierarchy.
Are you saying that what I said is useless?
No. I'm being long-winded.
No.
I haven't come to the end of my point.
Oh, go.
Okay.
You go.
So, I was just about to say, though, that this whole celebrity culture, this worship of celebrities that I guess began in the 20th century with films and television and mass media that we're part of too. This makes you feel like you really know the celebrity, that you almost are the celebrity, and you get joy out of their joy, and you just identify with them so much. It's almost like their riches are your food, and in a way people already are eating the rich, but not in a way that it hurts the rich.
Well, one thing they're doing, they're eating the richest food.
That's true.
Much
all
of
that
it is,
McDonald's.
Yeah, much of it, not even McDonald's, just everyday food. I was just reading that over at, what's the sandwich store over here?
Subway.
Oh, Subway.
They don't even have real tuna.
Right.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I heard that story. I heard
Wait,
that the tuna...
they don't have real tuna?
No, they have the tuna sandwich. Yeah. And no
tuna is so cheap, and they don't even have real right. tuna.
No, they made a concoction that
flavor.
Is like...
of fish-like substances.
That is not...
Wow.
Probably yeah. some kind of shark intestine or whatever.
Also...
I doubt it.
That would be too good.
I doubt there's any fish in it.
Also, they said that the bread...
Maybe it's vegetarian.
Their bread cannot be called bread anymore.
Yeah, because there's some countries that would...
There's so much sugar in it.
Yeah. There's a country in Europe that they didn't want to classify Subway bread as bread.
Right.
Because Subway bread has so much...
Sugar.
Additives yeah. that basically it's... It's not even bread. It has more additives than it has bread. So they didn't want it to classify it as bread. And the reason why Subway wanted their own bread to be classified as bread is because there's tax benefits. There's tax benefits when you are actually making bread.
Yeah. Right.
But if you don't make bread, then you don't get tax benefits.
No, you get. Does
this have something to do with Marie Antoinette?
Oh, Marie Antoinette.
The people need bread.
Right, the people need
Let
bread.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
Let them eat Subways.
Actually,
let's make this bread, guys.
Let them eat crackers.
Wait a minute. I just want to add one thing to that. They did take out the plastic filling.
Oh, yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
Thanks, Subway. Thanks.
We were eating plastic. I think that's when I was eating Subways. It was a couple years ago.
They had a filling.
No more Subways. I'm just taking the train.
I got my eye on you,
Don't
Subway.
Take the subway, take the train.
I got my eye on you, Subway.
We're watching you.
We're watching you.
I like the shape of the Subway sandwich.
Yes, it's like the Italian the Subway sandwich.
I like your Italian sub sandwich, Captain Max.
I make some good ones.
I'm going to be a BJ Crime Stopper tonight. Why don't you try and steal my vibrator? And we'll see what happens.
If you want a relationship kind of radio where we talk about relationships.
Relationships is a relay race is what it is. Like relationship counseling.
Yeah.
Yes. We're in a relationship. You can tell that we're not perfect.
No, we're not perfect. Can I just talk about...
example A.
Just
yeah, go ahead. Talk about whatever it is.
I hope I don't forget because I'm getting a short
talk about it right now.
Memory. Okay, so... no. What were you saying?
Okay, this one's on you.
Okay. So
I could go ahead.
Okay. So if you're listening, and which nobody is listening right now because we didn't put up the things, and I take full responsibility for that, for being lackluster in my work, and I will go to retraining camp if necessary. In the meantime, now I forgot again what I was going to say. So go ahead, Dr. Susie, it'll come back to me.
You're listening to Alzheimer's Radio.
Mixed with stoner radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stoner radio.
This is what happens to Alzheimer's patients
stoned.
Who smoke dope.
I don't know. Stoned I can make you spacey, can make you very focused sometimes.
Oh, hey, look.
I am focused at the moment on you.
No, I'm focused too.
YouTube.
I'm very focused.
You. YouTube. So YouTube has brought our channel back to life. Amen and a women. Hallelujah. Praise YouTube. Oh, yeah, we're back on YouTube. For now.
So now, first of all, they called us harassers.
Well, yeah, okay.
And, yeah.
Well, do we want to go over the story?
You
could tell the story. Yeah, you want to tell it?
Yeah, I want to tell it. So we send them a letter. Saying, no, you can't be calling us that name. And nothing. So we would say, well, we'll send them another letter. And we send them a letter, and they respond with the exact same letter. So the lawyer says, well, yeah, because they it's all out of control. They can't. This is all artificial intelligence that's doing this.
Okay.
So
that's what we mean when we say artificial intelligence by
it's
a dumb bot drone. And this dumb bot drone was responding to a couple of, I guess, flags. Some people, we have lots of people, believe it or not, out there that don't like our point of view.
No, I don't like them either.
Some people tune in to the Dr. Susan Block Show or FDR Radio or whatever we're doing at the moment, Bedside Chats. They tune in because they're horny and they want sex. And all respect to you all. But sometimes they hear politics. And sometimes they're Trumpers that don't like the politics, even though they might like some of the horny stuff.
Yeah. Like you like all that horny stuff.
The blowjob crime stopper. They might like that. I bet even the Trumpers like that.
Yeah, sure.
Blowjob crime stopper MILF. Everybody likes the blowjob crime stopper MILF.
Before I forget, which could be very quickly, after this show here tonight, for all of you people who like visual stuff and stuff, you're going to be watching on the same channel that you're on, not on Facebook, but on our own channel. You're going to be watching, what's the name of it? Dr. Susie?
You're listening to Forgetful Radio. And the name of that show is Valentine Splosh, Sex, and Love.
2019. So if you...
With Chef B Live and Danielle Watts and Eric John and Lexi Lore.
Oh, Lexi.
She's so adorable. And smart.
Yeah. You like Lexi?
And sexy. We like Lexi. You we like all... Her. Nobody doesn't like Lexi. Sexy.
Lexi.
I recovered. Good name, Lexi, because it rhymes with...
Sexy.
You
sexy.
Know what?
Sexy.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, right. That took a minute, but... Here we are. So, yeah, it's a great show. Ikor the Wolf is also in it. And Bridget Buchanan. And Tammy Parrott, who I know is a beautiful Trump supporter.
Tammy.
Deprogram you, Tammy. Give us a call. Yeah.
She's hot, though.
You forgive Trump supporters when they're hot,
well,
basically.
Of course. I'm not stupid.
I forgive Trump supporters for any number of reasons, and I will forgive you, certainly if you're not one of the violent ones. If you are one of the violent ones, we'll talk. We'll talk. I will always talk. I will always talk, I will try to help you.
So that's right after the show, and you have to listen to it at Dr. Susan Block.
You can actually watch it.
Yeah, you can
it's
watch
not just
it.
Listening.
Right, right.
This is important. Yeah. This is
from Valentine.
Igasms. Right. This was when we were all slobbering all over each other, eating food off of each other.
Yeah.
And
that was
fucking.
Hot.
There was real fucking. Yeah. Not just talking about fucked or not metaphors.
Right.
And also eating.
Right. And so if you can't watch it.
Was it was sexy.
If you can't watch it tonight, it'll be on all week. And till next week when we'll show you another. A wonderful piece of work from our archives.
Yes, and our archives are always available. Not all of the archives, but we have about 10 years worth on drsusanblock.tv.
And you can go there and steal them.
It's free.
I think, right? You can steal them,
I
right?
forget yeah, why, what we steal. Get out of that. But we
well,
give it to
we,
you for
we
free.
Get
no,
fans.
We
go,
get,
go there and fucking steal
we
this
get a
book.
Lot
in
out
this
of
case,
that.
Yeah, right. Go steal the shows. They're free. The
it's like Abby Hoffman said, steal this book.
Yeah, right.
We say, steal this show.
Show.
We have our watermark on it, so, you know, people will come back to us for therapy. Because everybody needs it. And there's no shame in receiving it, unless your fetish is to be shamed.
And also, we have to warn you and let you know that this is not like any other therapy. We don't wear white coats. We envelop you in yourself. And you can talk to us about anything. We're not going to judge anything. Because even though my name's not God, so it's not possible for me to judge anything. But if you really need to talk to someone about something that's hurting you inside or hurting you down between your crotch, then you can call us 24 hours a day. Okay?
Okay. 213-291-9497. So I want to get back to the censorship thing because, you know, important thing.
Sure.
And, it's censorship, and that show is still being censored. That particular show is called After the Insurrection. It was a show that we did right after the orgy of violence, which is what we called it in the Capitol. yes, we were very emotional, and we don't know why it was censored, but it is still being censored. And we do understand that YouTube can do that because they're not a government organization. We don't have a right to free speech on YouTube.
And we agreed to it.
But they have also, yes, by just putting our show up there, we agree to it. But see, the thing that we have a little problem with, and it's a little problem, you know, we're laughing, we're not starving. So many people are suffering these days. This is our little problem. YouTube is libeling us and defaming us by accusing us of harassment and bullying. Because, of course, this was a radio show. They can't accuse us of inappropriate material for showing a little nipple or something like that that might have slipped by, which we have been censored for and which, you know, we kind of see as a badge of honor. You know, if you want to say, hey, these guys are too sexy for your own good, then that's cool. We understand that. We try not to.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, it's kind of a compliment. You know, we don't like it. We don't want to be censored for that. We think you're idiots for censoring us for that. We don't think you're protecting the children. We think you're just being puritanical hypocrites.
Yeah.
But okay. But, you know,
all right. Don't
the
worry
thing
about it.
Calling us,
we're
saying
watching you.
We're in violation of your standards for harassment and bullying is basically saying we are harassers and bullies.
Right.
Because we did a political show that was also sexual, that, you know, insights and eargasms. That's what we're all about.
Yes.
And you, I hope you don't censor all our other shows, but you haven't. And that show was really no different.
Of course.
I know I'm stepping out on a limb here, because if anybody's really listening, they might say, okay, then we're going to censor all her shows.
Of all the platforms, they're the only ones that censored it.
And that's true. Yeah. Facebook is usually very censorious. Mark Z and his delicate ears and all. But, yeah, I mean, we're on Spotify and all those Podbean, all those different channels. And we talked to a lawyer. We even paid this lawyer, and I won't say who because I don't want to defame him like YouTube defamed me. See, I'm not like that. I don't defame people.
Right.
I really don't. I don't even like to say when a guest
What he
flakes.
Said, it's impossible to sue them because they'll shut down your whole operation.
Yeah.
Because they're a monopoly.
It's like he was YouTube's lawyer.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
You know, he does act like that, and I'm not saying he's wrong. I guess he's not a fighter, and, you know, so I don't know what our next step will be exactly, because we already spent our legal fund on this guy. And yet, I really think that, you know, there's something that needs to be done here. I mean, I wish that all of us could somehow unite and stick it to YouTube the way the Redditors stuck it to the hedge funders.
And we will, and it will happen, because there are people that are a lot smarter than I am in terms of that kind of stuff.
And this is a
but
similar situation, as Mariah said. You know, the rich are getting all the money in the stock market and also getting all the play, getting all the expression on YouTube. Because one reason that we are being censored is because we're not big.
Right.
Not the size of a Subway sandwich full of fake tuna.
We're not making enough money for you. I get it. We're watching.
But yeah. How many views does WAP have?
Right. And we love WAP, by the way.
Me too.
We help it get more views.
But I just wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this is what it is. Sticking it to the little guy. Big tech, just like Wall Street, they are the bullies, okay? Excuse me, you are the bully, YouTube. I don't bully anybody. I criticize people, I make fun of people, but you stomp on me. You trampled my rights and my reputation.
And maybe you should be broken up totally.
Definitely.
And people should dump your stock.
Stonk.
Stonk. Stocks and cocks.
Oh, stonk. No.
stonks and conks. Stocks and cocks, stonks and conks.
Okay, so.
So.
You're listening to FDR Radio. We only have maybe 8 minutes left.
This is anti-bullying radio.
Okay, we have 12 minutes left. What else do we want
to
do? Well,
I just want to say, I think we need an internet version of public access TV. I thrived on public access TV because I'm such a lunatic. I'm different.
It was a government demand to have public access television.
Paid for, but not controlled by.
Not controlled.
The cable TV station. So shouldn't we have a website that is paid for, but not controlled by the big social media platforms? And it should be for everyone.
And by the way, great idea. That's a great idea. Absolutely. That's what we need.
And you all, we're very busy. We're socialists that are fucking working our asses off so that we have some lunch money. Not much more, but know that we have lunch money.
And we like to eat rich, you know.
And we like to eat very rich.
Right.
Fuck the rich.
You know, so, so you're listening to FDRradio.com. There is no other radio like this. Like, we come right to the V of your crotch and grab you and say, we love you and we care about you.
Oh,
you know?
Grab me by the V of my crotch. That sounds so much sexier than grab her by the pussy.
Yeah, right?
You know.
The V of her crotch. I was a little boy. I'm like, the V of her crotch. How does that work?
Woo!
Woo! Well, that's what happened in the 50s, of course. That's why all these poor people are in prison. Because in the old days, that's what was going on. But times have changed. So, you know. Oh, look at you. So we're on a train. You can hear that, right? We're in the middle of fucking Iowa.
Do you want some good news?
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good news.
Well, I am not a big fan of Joe. You know, I'm okay with Joe because he's not Trump. But I have to say, his first 10 days, he's gotten more good done for progressive causes than, of course, the narcissist in chief did in 4 years. In fact, of course, the Swamp King made everything much, much swampier, not to mention more racist and everything horrible. But good news. The Biden administration has just paused a $23 billion transfer of fighter jets to United Arab Emirates.
Weapons.
A massive weapons sale. $519 million from Raytheon alone to Saudi Arabia.
It was in the billions.
Well, just saying $519 million from Raytheon alone to Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states, where they are, of course, bombing children and other humans, as well as, I'm sure, a lot of non-human animals.
Come on,
to smithereens in Yemen especially.
Come on.
So let's make that pause permanent. Joe, if you're listening, and I know you're listening, I like this. This is turning me on. Let's stop the wars, Joe. I know you've favored them for a while, but...
And stop feeding the wars.
You're getting old. Like we all are. Let's stop the wars.
I'm your age.
Stop feeding the wars and feed the people.
Stop.
Yeah. Let's feed the people. Let's get that that check, hey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get that check because you know, need to buy more beer.
And weed.
A lot of people, you guys, you know, that this is what all the right-wingers are saying, that people are using their money to, you know, place bets. And maybe some people are, but...
Why not?
Why
not?
But these are what people do. You're using it to buy yachts. Let people have their measly $2,000.
Wait a minute. What are yachts? Are there, is that a vegetable?
It's like WAPS, but with a Y and a CH.
So the yachts.
It's called a stimulus to stimulate the economy.
It's
Let
like
it
a
do that.
Big Subway sandwich.
Oh, it's stimulate me.
It's probably got more tuna than a Subway sandwich, I'll tell you. Yacht. All right, so there's some bad stuff, too. Okay, so Biden, do not recognize unelected pretender Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela. Okay, he's not. He's just not. So don't do that. See, are you bored?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, why
no,
are you
no.
asking how much time we have when I'm telling Joe what to do?
6 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did I just?
I have a little more sales stuff to talk about.
Okay, but I want to say
go,
a couple
go, go,
good
go, go.
Things.
Yeah, you go say good things.
No, no, you say your thing.
No, so no, I know, no. No, no, no. Go, 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 go. Hello. Okay, so here I am in the
the dining car.
Dining car. No, the dining car is next door. No, it's actually over there. So go ahead, Dr. Susan. I'm stoned. Forgive me.
Well, I got to give Joe props.
Props.
Joe Biden?
Because, you know, he's done some good.
Yes.
On climate change, at least he's rejoined the Paris Accords, and he's got some committee or other doing something. At least he believes in climate change, okay? That's step one. That's and okay. I grant you, it's not that far along, considering how...
Yeah, that's very important.
...far along we are in destroying
Extremely
our
important.
Home on Earth.
Right.
But it is important to acknowledge the science.
It's like mom kicking you out the door.
And I always feel as a sexologist, sex therapist, that anything that acknowledges science is good for, you know, accepting sexuality. So that brings me to LGBTQ rights. He's done something there. Something that I'm not that crazy about because I'm anti-war. But he has at least given these trans people who have joined the military equal rights.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's good.
I'll be right back. I'm going to the bar for a second. Go ahead.
I'll wait. I'll wait for you, honey.
So back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Can we all go to the bar cart together?
Yeah. I mean, hey, Mac, can you give me a beer when you're over there? Since you're at the bar cart, give me a... No, I...
You got it.
How about mixing me...
a beer for later. A beer for later.
Oh, yeah.
How about a margarita?
Later. Margarita, we can...
A road soda.
Margarita. Ti amo tanto.
Pina colada.
Pina colada.
I like girly drinks.
You know
okay, so he's doing things for immigration. I forget what he did, but he did something good. He, like, made it easier to immigrate or...
Yeah,
not so
like
bad. Or he's not like shipping people off to countries they're not even from.
I think
at least like Trump was doing.
Yeah, they're stopping the separation of people,
absolutely.
Of families, and stuff.
And maybe stopping the separation. That would be good.
That's. Yeah, we got 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
We could always go overtime.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We own the station. What are you talking about?
We'll just tell the next people that you gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
Always edit.
Fuck your show.
And
fuck
he's taking steps, you know, against... He's making statements against racism. I don't know if he's doing any actual laws, but at least his language is good. And he's doing as much, I guess, as he can against COVID-19. And so maybe there's an end in sight to this coronapocalypse. And we can have a big Corona beer party. To celebrate. Though now LA is COVID ground zero.
Yes, that's why I'm wearing two masks, not on my nose.
Right. Your masks are under your chin right now. But we're doing a show and we are
we're distanced.
Somewhat distanced. We could be better. You can always be better.
We could get a
you gotta do as much as you can.
Hey, that was Michelle Obama's slogan, be better.
I love that.
That was her slogan.
No matter how good you are, you can always be better.
Well, it's a lot better, let's say, than Melania's, which was Be Best.
Be Best.
See, Melania sort of half copied Michelle with everything.
Yes.
And she certainly half copied that, and in a bad way. Because Be Best, first of all, it's like competitive.
Totally.
How many people
totally
can be best?
Socialistic.
No, be better. You can always be better. There can only be one best.
There can only be one best.
So, you know, if you're not the one best, then you lost everything. Well, like your husband. He lost.
Woo!
Sore loser. All right. I don't mean you, loser Tversky.
I give this show 5 stars. 5 stars.
Okay, but so Valentine's Day is coming. Okay. I have to get in some stuff. We're going to talk about what you can get for your sweetheart.
The pleasure shop.
In the pleasure shop.
Don't forget that.
Okay. We could talk about that now.
Yeah. What do we recommend?
Well, I certainly recommend the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Right.
Because, you know, that is going to pull an orgasm out of you, even if you're
dead
doing your stonks.
Right,
right there.
You're grabbing your stonks.
Huh? Yeah. Ooh. So that's for the ladies, for the most part. Now, I do know some guys that like to use the Hitachi, so it goes both ways, but mainly the ladies like it. And then we've got a great selection of lingerie. And what else do we have?
We have actually, if you're into lingerie and sex toys and so forth, we've affiliated ourselves with Love Honey.
Shout out to Love Honey.
Sounds like Splosh.
Shout out to Love Honey.
And we want to share the revenue with them. So buy it for Susie, Dr. Susie Leiter. You're looking for a lighter?
Hey, Love Honey really got some nice dildos, so... If you're the one that is looking for a nice dildo, then I recommend that you go to Love Honey because they got the mechanical ones, they got glass ones, they got silicone, they got all these types of...
So if yours doesn't work, that's where you go.
Hey, if you're trying to wean yourself of your amosexual gun fetish, a nice dildo might help. Because we know one of the reasons you like your guns is because it's a cock substitute.
Yeah, but also...
That's totally true. I never realized that before.
It's like a second cock.
It's your second cock or third or fourth. Or some people stockpile them, so they got like 89 cocks and stocks. They got the cocks and stocks all lined up and ready to blow up the Capitol.
I can never unknow that. That's awesome.
I got 20 cocks in my house. I mean, I got 20 guns. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right?
You're listening to Cocks and Stocks on FDR.
And I don't know how much time we have left.
Okay. Well,
what have we got?
I got to do a little upcoming.
Quick. And right after the show, too.
Didn't you already say that? Okay.
Just say it again.
Well, okay, but...
The bigger...
Can I say something different now?
Yeah,
okay.
Ahead.
Never mind.
No, talk. Go ahead. No, I'm not talking. I'm shutting up. That's it.
We don't have the rights to that music, I'm sure.
I'm sure we don't.
No, it came from China, so I'm sure it's not even registered in the copyright.
I love China.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is coming, if you're tuned in live. And we mean that in both senses of the word. And that's why we recommend the Hitachi Magic Wand in Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop. Because Valentine's Day, you got to have an orgasm one way or another. If you've got a honey to help you with it, that's great.
And the other thing.
Otherwise, do it yourself. You know, DIY.
What about the other one?
Yeah, DIY.
The glass one.
The glass ones are nice. The glass dildos. Yeah.
They're available right now. Okay. And you use these and then everything gets wet.
So.
And you're like, wow.
So we're also open for Valentine couple counseling because it is always nice to have someone to share your dildo with. but, you know, sometimes it's better not to. I mean, in a way, that's why we also like to celebrate Lupercalia, which is the original Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that over the next couple weeks. But basically, the idea is better to have your buns beaten on Lupercalia than your heart broken on Valentine's Day. Yep, it's another spanking hot holiday with horns here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. And talking about Valentine's Day, I will be live on Real Radio, WCAP AM 980 in Massachusetts.
Lowell,
Massachusetts.
Lowell, Massachusetts, okay. Which covers all of Boston and that whole area.
With Hartley Pleshaw, I think I'm pronouncing it right, this coming Saturday, February 6th at noon, if you're tuned in live, that is noon Eastern Time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. So essentially, I will be asleep. But I talk in my sleep, sometimes better than I talk when awake, so it should be good. And Hartley wants me to give a State of Sex in America 2021 address, like State of the Union, but with orgasms, right? Or eargasms.
Any of that.
Because it's radio. Radioactive.
Dogasms.
Sex. Actually, the show is called Active Radio.
Active?
Yes.
Where's it?
And it's this Saturday morning.
Oh, Active Radio. So, yeah, in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so I'm going to give the State of Sex in America 2021 address. And then this Thursday, I'm not sure if we're going to be broadcasting live, but
well,
we're going to do it.
Well, I mentioned in it.
Okay. If you're awake.
Oh, good. I love you, Dr. Susie.
I love you too.
You're the best.
Okay.
Okay.
So now, should I talk about the other thing?
Because
I was starting to talk about the other thing when you asked about that thing, and everything is getting...
It's okay. We're on a train. Where's the train?
We're not on a train anymore, even. The train is gone.
You guys are still on the train.
We got dropped off at some stop. What is this, GameStop? Where the hell are we?
What stop are we on?
We were...
GameStop, just when it's tanking.
Why don't you ask one of those redhead guys?
Reddit guys. Come on, help us out here.
All right, we're getting picked up.
And so I'm going to do an interview with...
We're on the train. We're back on the train.
...with the authors of Survival of the Friendliest, Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods, this Thursday at noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time.
It's about bonobos and dogs, right?
It's about bonobos and dogs and humans, bonobos and dogs and how their friendliness has been a key to their survival on Earth. And it's also a key to our survival, but we have this other thing, you know, the unfriendliness, that the bonobos and dogs can help us to kind of rein in, to control, and to express more our friendliness. And so it's going to be very, very interesting. So you should tune in. And of course, Valentine's Day is also World Bonobo Day.
Oh, that's so perfectly fitted.
Okay. There are thousands of people in the studio. Thank you so much.
And a band.
And a band.
Anyway, of course, bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees, and they use sex to diffuse violent tension, to do conflict resolution, as well as barter, trade, which a lot of animals do, including the human ones, trade in sex. That's what sex work is. And bonobos practice sex work just like other animals. The difference is the females often pick up the check because the females are essentially in charge,
right?
They get the food. They get the money. They get... you know, they're the hedge funders in Bonoboville. But of course, they're not mean billionaires. They spread it around. They give everybody bananas, so they don't hoard their bananas like the Wall Streeters do. So that's why the World Bonobo Day is important to celebrate. And so, you know, if Valentine's Day kind of gives you a toothache because it's so saccharine, maybe celebrate World Bonobo Day and donate to the bonobos at Lolaya Bonobo. That's where they have the sanctuary that helps the orphans, and also Bonobo Conservation Initiative and the Bonobo Project, which actually came up with the whole World Bonobo Day concept. Or you can celebrate Lupercalia with us. And now there's that music. This music is torturing me. I remember you talking about being in the tank in tank. Twin Towers.
Oh,
and that how they would play this music sometimes to torture you.
Yeah, I
feel like that's what's going on here a little bit.
One of the yeah. Brings back memories. I have memories of memories.
Well, I have memories, okay?
And
I'm not
memories.
Allowed to show them on YouTube. Free the nipple.
Okay. We got to go.
We do. We got to go.
We got to eat. Dinner's ready. The first section to eat is us. So we're going to go over there. We're on the train.
We're going to have Army Hammer for dinner.
Well, yeah, what happened to the fucking train? Oh, I think we got left out in Hokey Pokey.
Okay, well, you've been listening to Cox and Stocks. There's actually a group called Cox Not Glocks that where they carry dildos around. So that's pretty cool. So, Cox and Stocks, not Glocks.
Okay.
On FDR, fuck de rich, because, hey, rich people, it's better than being eaten. Unless we're talking about that BJ Crime Stopper. Okay, so, be good.
I like the show.
Be happy.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Try not to hurt
anybody.
Including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love, tonight. Even if that someone is you, we love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.